Roland Martin.
You probably say, come on, give me a break. Move on, guys.
From Washington, D.C., Roland Martin. Good morning.
Tom, Simple J, hope all is well with you and where you are, and certainly staying warm with this crazy weather we have in D.C. Tom, it is stunning that for 5 years we have been focused on the case of Marissa Alexander, the Jacksonville woman who was threatened with 20 years in prison for firing a gun in the direction of her estranged husband, and she actually was facing up to 60 years in prison. Angela Corey was the prosecutor in that particular case. Folks have been fighting for Marissa Alexander. Well, yesterday, Judge James Daniel decided that enough was enough. He was not going to send her back to prison, allowed her to go free. Right now, she is actually on, this morning, she is on her way to be fitted for her ankle monitoring device, being driven there by her father. I talked to him last night. And right now, we want to speak to with Congresswoman Corinne Brown. She's been very much involved in this case, has been a strong advocate for Marissa Alexander. And Congresswoman, the prosecutors wanted to put Marissa in jail for an additional 2 years yesterday. The judge said absolutely not. She had time served. So for the next 2 years, she will be on home confinement with this particular ankle bracelet.
Good morning. I can tell you this is a true example of what's wrong with the criminal justice system. I was able to go to Tallahassee working with the legislators. I used to be a state representative to change that law. If you have a warning shot and no one gets killed or hurt, then they're not going to charge you. I mean, this is something wrong that you can shoot and kill someone and walk, and you're going to give someone 60 years for a warning shot with an abusive husband. It's something wrong with the system.
Now, the prosecutors said that they said they are angry because this has been called a warning shot case or a stand your ground case, when they claim that she didn't fire a warning shot to the ceiling, that she fired it actually at her estranged husband.
If she had killed him, she would not have gotten the time that this prosecutor had tried to give. It's something wrong with the system.
If she had killed him, she wouldn't have gotten that much time. Yeah.
I mean, and the congresswoman amazing. Has said that all along, and the injustice in all of this.
Yeah, it's something wrong with it. But I can tell you, this has brought the community together. My pastor, Reverend Rudolph McKissick Jr. and Jamal Bryant and others, they're going to help raise money to, pay for her ankle bracelet. They're going to help assist her and get employment. I mean, it's something. This is an example of what is wrong with the system. When you walk into that ballot box and you just vote for the congresswoman and the president or the mayor and walk out, and you don't vote for that state attorney, that judge, I mean, so it's very important that as we look at taking the step to protest, that we are registered, that we vote, we can sit on the jury duty. In less than 12 minutes, the jury came back and found her guilty.
Guilty of what?
She
and that's how she got the initial 20 years.
Right. In November she pled three counts of aggravated assault with a weapon for shooting in the direction of him. Now,
absolutely. But let me just tell you, this case, I mean, it goes on and on. Is something wrong with the system? We changed the law in Tallahassee, but yet the prosecutors refuse to have any mercy. No mercy.
Now, Congresswoman, here are the details here. Of course, first of all, she's a mother of three children. Based upon the stipulations by the courts, she'll be allowed to leave her home to go to work, to go to church, pick up her children at school, to go to doctor's appointments. She will. Other than that, she would have to get permission from the court to make any other kinds of visits. She will have to wear the ankle monitor for 2 years. She will not be allowed to have any contact with her estranged husband or his two children from previous relationships, and if she violates her house arrest or has any contact with the victims, she could go back to jail for up to 5 years.
Okay. When we come through Jacksonville in the next couple of months on the bus tour, can she come see us?
She's going to be working.
Yeah.
Well, we can ask the judge for permission.
I'll take the bus to her job.
The point is she need a job.
Yeah.
And so she's apparently
the job should be writing a book, because this is a case that, I mean, this was an abused woman.
Mm-hmm.
The husband had abused four other women that he had babies from. This is a bad case.
Beyond Marissa Alexander, and I think that the people are going to get her back on the right track and everything. What about Angela Corey? What about her future?
The prosecutor.
Yeah, and what about the state of Florida?
It goes back to the vote. If you know, she is going to come up for election. The key is if you support her, how she handled this case and others, then you vote for her. But she's going to be on the ballot. It ties into Ferguson. You have an area there that, 75% African Americans, and they're not registered to vote. I don't understand it.
And to your point, again, you can be angry and respond to this. But the reality is, as we have said on this show, on this segment for years, and it's very simple, that you vote on DAs, you vote on judges. These are the people who are also playing a role, but also the state legislature, they're the ones with the 10-20 law, the mandatory minimum as well. And so we have to also pay attention to those as well. As I said, Tom, 7:30 this morning, Marissa Alexander will be fitted for her ankle monitor. Her father is taking her there. She's actually back living with her ex-husband, where they're also raising the children. And so, again, for the next 2 years, she's going to be on house arrest. And she also wants to go study to be a paralegal, because obviously for 5 years, she has been very much but reading the law and participating in her case. And so that's where
this
stands right now.
Now, how old are the children now? That's what I'm really worried about.
Well, the baby, the one that she went to jail, is 3 years old.
Wow.
She, the entire time, she has been in jail. That particular baby is 3 years old. Her other kids are about 12 and 13.
All right.
Congresswoman Corinne Brown, we certainly appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
Duval.
Good job, Roland.
Thank you.